Time for business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. Chief financial officers of Irish firms are increasingly grappling with multiple risk factors to preserve capital and to protect business interests, particularly in the wake of rapid digital disruption. EY Ireland has published the findings of its latest CFO survey, which highlights the priorities identified by finance leaders from a variety of sectors. We're joined by Dararka Dennis, assurance partner at EY Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning, Tula.
We heard there about cybersecurity concerns. It's moving up the business agenda as well. Is that because of high-profile cyber attacks, particularly the attack on the HSE?
Absolutely, it is. The HSE probably was a stop-and-think moment for all businesses in the last couple of years. But I suppose the other factor that comes to play as well is that as the world has evolved, so have all businesses across the island of Ireland, where they've become much more digitised, and therefore technology is much more part of their businesses. And as such, that risk then comes up as well. So that the kind of the cybersecurity risk of old is quite different to the one of today. So I suppose as businesses look at what is going on, every business across the island of Ireland and all my clients have that on their risk radar, and they're also thinking, how do I make sure that I understand where my single point of weakness is and how do I mitigate for that risk? So it's a really important area that I think, as your previous speaker was saying just a minute ago, everybody is focusing on, and there's constant change in the business environment, remote workforces, digitization, supply chains, lots of different areas that will cause people to pause, think and understand how they're managing that risk.
And what are they doing to manage that risk?
Well, I suppose in many instances, they're thinking through their strategy and making sure they have the right people hired to deal with cyber risks. So they're keeping themselves informed. And then they're also making sure they have the right people on site to understand how to manage that risk.
Can you tell us CFO's views on ESG, environmental, social and corporate governance? It has fallen down the list of priorities. Why?
Yeah, very much so. Our report actually tells us that really only 6% of the CFO population are thinking about it as a priority at the moment. I suppose it's a couple of factors that come to play there in terms of just the fact that at the moment we have, you know, massive inflation, huge cost price challenge across all our businesses, and people are beginning to kind of, I suppose, face those concerns in the first instance, and then we'll have probably move this slightly down the agenda. That said, though, from our report, I can see that 43% are thinking about it in terms of compliance and regulation. Well, that's not maybe where I want people to think about it. It means it is on their radar, and in the next 2 years are thinking about it. But unfortunately, at the moment, there's so many other challenges across the business that people are very much focusing on keeping the lights on.
It's understandable that it is down the business agenda, but is that short-sighted in the long term, do you think?
I think it probably is. I think the reality is that no matter where you sit in the island of Ireland, the ESG agenda will be important because you're part of a business community that requires to address the fundamental challenge of the ESG agenda. So I think, yes, it is. But I think it is something that people will pick up quickly. And once they work together, through collaboration, we should be able to move the dial fairly quickly.
Let's finish on a positive note. 64% of Irish CFOs claim to be optimistic about the economic outlook. Where is this optimism coming from?
Yeah, indeed. Very optimistic. I think, you know, first of all, I'd like to say that the kind of survey came prior to the most recent kind of turbulence in the market. It was a February survey. I think it's coming from the fact that we've always outperformed. We're very ambitious as a business community. We see the ASRI also kind of looking at a forecast of 3.9% in our recent releases. I suppose it's coming from the fact that we are also coming out of a pandemic as a leaner businesses. We're very outcome driven, and I suppose the priorities of business are very, very clear. So people are just have a laser sharp focus and are looking towards growth and creating a better working environment for people.
Great. Dararka Dennis, assurance partner at EY Ireland. Thank you for coming on the programme.